From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Uzbek immigrant suspected of plowing a rental truck into pedestrians and cyclists on a New York City bike path, killing eight and wounding at least a dozen others, was charged Wednesday in federal court with acting on behalf of the militant group Islamic State. The suspect, Saifulu Saipov, remains hospitalized after being shot and wounded by a police officer. He has confessed to planning the Tuesday attack for the past year and said he was inspired by Islamic State videos. Federal authorities also said they have found a second Uzbek man in the case. In Washington, President Donald Trump tweeted late Wednesday that Saipov should be given the death penalty. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he is asking Congress to get rid of the 27-year-old diversity lottery program that allowed the suspect into the country. The program provides a path to U.S. residency to foreigners from countries with low rates of immigration. Mr. Trump has been criticized for politicizing the issue. Liberia's Supreme Court has halted preparations for next week's presidential runoff election between former football star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai as it considers a challenge to the first round held October 10th. Third-place Liberty Party candidate Charles Brumskin has complained of foul play. A court spokesman said the court's action does not annul the results of the first round. Boakai, the ruling Unity Party candidate, earlier accused President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of interfering in the election. This is VOA News.